Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good day to each and every one of you. We are here at the fastest growing, best, number one, greatest, super awesome family talk radio show in all of the universe. Welcome to Fix the Family, Fix America. And before I even tell you about Fix the Family, Fix America, this is a breaking news story, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important. I want everyone listening to the sound of my voice to calm down. Take a deep breath. Relax, relax for a second, relax, because the World Health Organization has now said the H1N1 pandemic is over. Yes, yes, woo, woo, Russ Wright, it's over. Oh, goodness gracious, I don't even know what to do with myself right now. That is too, oh, let's just party. It's over. I know, just like you and frequent listeners to this show, we were sitting here biting our nails at the H1N1 pandemic, because you know, frequent listeners of this show, exactly what that meant and how it was orchestrated and how that pandemic really wasn't a pandemic, was it? But now, it's over. Just wanted to let you know that before we go any further. Again, how are you doing? My name is Jack Hatfield, the host of your show. The show is called Fix the Family, Fix America, and we do it in four parts plus one. We start with positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And the plus one is disease and the diet, the absolute prevention, cure, and stopping degenerative diseases from affecting families across this planet. That is crucial stuff. And that H1N1 news runs the gamut of fathers, mothers, parents, people, and disease in the diet, does it not? So that we have touched on all four plus ones in the first announcement. And I know each and every one of the listeners out there right now is going, oh, it's over. I can go outside. You can go outside now. I've heard that there's stores that are open, grocery stores are putting food back on the shelves. I'm pretty sure of that. I also, you know, the big box stores are open. I heard that, you know, some other mom and pops are starting to open, but they're coming around. Things are happening. This news came out yesterday. So now go outside, get in your car. The battery might be dead because you haven't cranked it in a while. Get in the car, charge the battery, get a jump off, because your neighbor's probably walking out at the same time now that I've announced that it's over, now that WHO has said, the World Health Organization, not WHO, we're not guessing, WHO has said it is over, the pandemic is over. Wow. Oh, yeah, they destroyed all of those vaccines that the world didn't use. They just threw them away. Ah, no. Seems like we had a refrigerator or something invented 100 years ago that could have remained in since it was a pandemic and since it was so crucial. I believe that, you know, if they come up with another one and say we have a shortage just because we destroyed it all, wouldn't that make it a little fishy? I'm just saying. I also recently saw a news story just yesterday that, the H1N1 flu, that'll be covered by your regular vaccine. It'll be covered. It's all good. You don't have to fret anymore. It's over, and the regular flu vaccine will take care of it. What? What? Okay. Regular listeners of this show know that is enough to make you scratch your head and go, what? This doesn't add up. It does not add up. As always, if you want to call in and weigh in, if you are going outside for the first time after hearing this news, you call in and tell me how it looks outside. How's the weather? You probably were scared to go to your window, but 347-677-0692. This is amazing stuff. I am so happy. I am right after this show. I'm going to step outside as well because, you know, we've been in the bunker right here in front of Studio A every week now. Really worried about this. Really, really threatened. So we are getting out of here. And, of course, the most important topic is, what is the libation today? Let me tell you what it is. It's amazing. It's a new – I was a little thirsty, so I'm having what would be deemed a pina colada flavor. But it is coconut oil – actually, not coconut oil. Goodness. It is a coconut water, which is the water inside the coconut. When you shake it, you can hear it, mixed with a little pineapple puree and a little coconut puree. Mmm, juicy. That's right, pina colada time. It's island time for Fix the Family, Fix America. Coconut water, just so you know, it actually has more electrolytes than the leading sports drinks, as well as 15 times more potassium. What? I thought all those, the big G or letter Q or whatever is on those sports drinks, and also the vitamin water, all that stuff is supposed to be good for you. That has to be the case, right? Shouldn't I have just grabbed a vitamin water? I'm pretty sure I should have just grabbed a vitamin water. Oh, wait. Vitamin water's getting sued. There's a problem with vitamin water. Oh, yeah. Guess what the lawyers for the Coca-Cola company even said in the response to the lawsuit? We're going to talk about that here in a few minutes, but let's go back to what I'm drinking because that's way more important. So this is the water that when you shake a coconut, you can hear it. Simply pour it out. Add a little bit of pineapple puree. It tastes like you just jammed a straw in the coconut. It has more potassium than two bananas in this coconut water. And your body properly hydrates and prevents cramping with this coconut water. Now, I thought coconuts were bad, but as you know, regular listeners on this show know that we love the coconut and the tropical oils, and we have went through the timeline of exactly how the entire world was brainwashed thinking tropical oils was the wrong way to go, and now we are coming around to learning that is not the case. Right? Right. And just to bring up real quick, we have another restaurant, Seven Grill in Columbia, South Carolina, switching to the tropical oil, coconut oil, for their fried foods, and everyone is saying it is an amazing switch. So get your tail to Seven Grill, Sparkleberry, 111 Sparkleberry Crossings, number 12. Look for the big number 7. Get in there and grab you some steak and potato. None of that is fried in coconut oil, though. So you'd have to order a fry. You'd have to order a fry if you'd like to taste that. I believe that's it. It's the only fry. It's called Seven Grill, so they don't actually fry a lot. But what they do fry in is not killing you. It's not that canola oil, the soybean oil, and all that other stuff that we talk about here on Fix the Family, Fix America on the Plus One series of disease. And anyway, back to vitamin water. One more sip of this Vita Coco that I'm drinking here. It's different. It's got a mouthfeel. Coconut water has a mouthfeel that's similar to scotch. It's got a excellent texture to it. It's very good. It's different from water. Different from water. But if you're thirsty and you don't want to cramp, or you're a football player and you don't want to cramp, grab you some of this. Grab you a lot of coconut water and go crazy. You will find out you have less dehydration, less cramping. Good stuff. Anyway, vitamin water. That sounds everyone. Vitamin water sounds like it's the best stuff in the world, right? Well, how much better can it be? It's water that's got vitamins in it, right? That's it. Vitamin water. It doesn't say that it's exactly got the same amount of sugar as Coke, does it? No, it doesn't say that. It says vitamin water. The name of the product is vitamin water. Let's dissect this, because this is what we used to have to do in English class. Vitamin, that's, when you look that up, that is something that your body uses or needs to work correctly, right? Vitamin. Water is something that we know that is sustains all of life on this planet, and it is the reason we are here. So, something that helps you live, vitamins, and then something that is necessary to your living, water. Together, vitamin water. Poof. Now you know. Now you know exactly what's in this bottle, right? Oh, no. Coca-Cola's attorneys replied in the court briefings to the lawsuit that they were misleading consumers, said, and I quote, "No consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water was a healthy beverage." What? Let me reread that. I know I read something wrong. I sometimes say words wrong. Regular listeners know that I have a hard time saying a lot of stuff. But I'm going to reread this. Quote, here it goes, quote, dot, dot, dot. "No consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water, our product, was a healthy beverage." Now, we dissected it just a few moments. We wrote it down. We all took our notes. Vitamins, essential to health. Water, essential to life. Put it together. There's no way to think that's a healthy beverage. No way. I see it. I think I do see it. That's right. I think it meant that we put some stuff in here, but we didn't tell you that it should be called actually sugar water, because its first two ingredients are sugar and water. And that sugar comes in the form of crystalline fructose. And regular listeners of this show know fructose. In fact, our fourth disease and the diet seminar and workshops are all entirely based on fructose, heart disease, and diabetes. So if you can get to a disease and the diet workshop, get to them. Get to the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one. Get to as many as you can. Go to every one of them. But the fourth one is all about how fructose is killing you from your heart and from your pancreas. And they found fructose actually feeds cancer cells better than sugar. So that's something else that you've learned here on this show. But let's not digress too much from this, okay? I want you to understand that Coca-Cola says that vitamin water is not positioning itself as a health-enhancing beverage. This is their own corporate lawyers saying there's no way that a regular consumer can think vitamin water is a healthy beverage. There's no way. What? Okay, so there's 32 grams of liquid sugar in the bottle of vitamin sugar water, by the way. 32 grams. That's amazing. That's almost similar to a regular Coke. So there absolutely is no difference than drinking vitamin water and a regular Coke, other than Coke, as you know, delivers the liquid sugar. If you drink Diet Coke, you've got the artificial chemical sweeteners, and then you've got the acids in Coca-Cola that actually dissolve your bones. So, you know, a little different there, a little different. I understand completely. So just so you know, in the court, Coca-Cola's lawyers, Coca-Cola's own people are saying, you are so smart that you understand vitamin water is not a healthy beverage. Now, everyone listening to this show is very, very smart, because we talk about companies saying you're too stupid to know that leaving your kid in the car on a hot day is bad. We're going to get right to that in a few minutes. But this Coke is saying, no, the people are smart, and they understand that when we say vitamin water, we really mean don't drink this. That's what we really mean. And consumers, they read that vitamin water, and it says do not buy this at all. Right? And, oh, by the way, it's synthetic vitamins that's in there. And if you come to Disease in the Diet Seminar Workshop number 2, you will find out the difference between synthetic vitamins and regular vitamins. Wow, we're finding a lot of stuff here, aren't we? Okay, anyway, back to intelligence. Okay. Regular listeners of the show know it's time to just take another deep breath, because this is tough. Just take a deep breath, relax. Remember, we are just now stepping outside again right after the show. So I know what you're going through. I know exactly what you're going through, and it's very, very important. Okay. Everyone knows when you have a baby, don't shake the baby. Right? Pretty much. Okay, and everyone knows that when it's hot, it's really hot on smaller bodies, right? And so children actually respond to heat and cold quicker and faster than an adult person, right? Yeah, okay. And everyone knows that, of course, you don't leave your child in a hot car without at least cracking the window a quarter inch. That's a joke, please, goodness gracious. You don't leave your child in a hot car. Now, this was in Sumter, South Carolina. 29-year-old woman, Sumter woman, her name Jennifer Renee Holly. I like to call out names of people that are too stupid to have children. Anonymous caller notified them there was a child in the hot vehicle in a brown Chevy SUV, engine off, windows rolled up, 9-year-old child sitting in the car. Child was sweating profusely, and the outside temperature was 91 degrees, which makes it approximately 100 degrees in the car. Jennifer Renee Holly, you would think there's an emergency, and there was gunfire, and she had to get out of the car real quick to go save her child and tell her child to stay safe in the car, right? That's the only reasonable response I can get. And she's coming right back as soon as she apprehends the criminal and rushes back in her superhero costume and goes, "Come on, child, we'll go inside and cool off." And she carries her triumphantly. Oh, no, none of that happened. What actually happened was she went in to get her eyebrows done at a nail salon. Now, that Oh, we all know the plight of the crazy eyebrow. Looks like a caterpillar crawling across your face. We know exactly how it is. And so this Jennifer Renee Holly knew that the caterpillars crawling across her face were very crucial, so crucial to the point where her child was safer in the 100-degree car. That has to be it, right? That has to be it. No, that can't be it. She actually said the child couldn't go inside the nail salon with her to get her caterpillars taken off her face because the child was wearing pajamas. Now, we all know that parents kind of are in charge of the children. So the parent, Jennifer Renee Holly, made the decision to leave the child in the pajamas when they left for the appointment to remove the caterpillars from her face. Right? So that was her fault, too. Wow. This isn't working out too good for Jennifer Renee Holly. I'm going to say her name again. Jennifer Renee Holly from Sumter, South Carolina, is so stupid to have a child, does not dress the child, and goes out to remove caterpillars from her face, leaving in her 100-degree car and an anonymous tipster helping the child. Whew. All right. At least we have some good people. She was released on $250 bond. Child was not taken from her. I'm sure today will be a better day for mom and child, right? Right. It's got to be right. It's got to be. Ah, it's got to be. Is called Encourage Yourself. I have to tell you where that came from, and I'm going to tell you why it's here. And if you were listening to last week's show, that is an incredible song. We use that in honor of last week's guest. He's incredible. He started Fathers with Voices. Fathers with Voices. And it is an incredible, incredible, incredible stuff. And you can find out about him at fatherswithvoices.info, and go back to the player on any of the websites. You can go back to the player on Blog Talk Radio. You can go back to the player on naturalsuccessprinciples.com. You can go back to any of the players that would be that would have the five. And you will hear the interview with Eric Leggett, the creator of Fathers with Voices, and you'll know that that is some amazing stuff. So that is Encourage Yourself. You can hear it from his website, actually, at fatherswithvoices.info. We will have him back on because we had about 20 minutes of technical difficulties last week. So go back and listen to last week's show, but understand that there's some blank stuff in there, and you'll hear me actually trying to get it all to work because I can't hear myself. I had absolutely no feedback, so I just wanted to say out loud, thank you, Mr. Eric Leggett from Fathers with Voices. We will have you back on, and that is from his show, fatherswithvoices.info. All right, well, we talked about a girl who's just got a little problems there, little problems with her child. Now, maybe right after she was coming out of getting the caterpillars removed from her face, she was going to take her child to McDonald's and get her some McNuggets, because I have heard these things are being used as cash These things are being used as cash payments. These things are being used as, these things are causing violence. Regular listeners of this show, Fix the Family, Fix America, know that we talked last week on how these things are formed. Not last week, week before, excuse me. On how these things are formed, the chicken is poured. That's right, the liquid chicken's poured into a mold so that they're all the same. And there's some ingredients we talked about, dimethyl polysiloxane as an anti-foaming agent. That's also in Silly Putty and other common cosmetics. We talked about that being in the McNugget. And remember, that's not in the McNuggets in Britain. It's only in the McNuggets over here. And I don't know about you, but if you type in nuggets and chicken nuggets and violence, you get 156,000 results of people beating other people when they do not get their nuggets. So I'm pretty sure that some people are craving chicken nuggets. Now that shows us there's something in chicken nuggets that's making people go crazy. We have Mrs. Duchesne, Melody Duchesne. She was very, very upset. She was in Ohio. She went through her drive-through. Anyway, she was drunk, so apparently I should be too when I talk about it. She was a little inebriated, is what they said. And anyway, there's the security of her getting out of her car and beating the heck out of the drive-thru attendant because she couldn't get her McNuggets. Why couldn't she get her McNuggets? Oh, it was breakfast time. That's right. See, McDonald's has this whole policy that they serve breakfast during breakfast time, like the morning. And this lady wanted McNuggets, and of course, we should pass a law. We're gonna start the campaign. Pass the law, nuggets 24/7. We have to. It's got to be done. Anyway, so she just reached out, slugging the worker through the drive-thru window, then grabbed a bottle out of her car and tossed it through the glass, breaking it all to death before speeding off, of course. So she's now in 60 days in jail. About her and McNuggets. I can't. We don't have to make things up for this show. We just have to simply talk about it. Just talk about it. And one of the things that we all know here on Fix the Family, Fix America, whether you're being a positive father, a make-a-difference mother, and you're trying to pull through with your parenting, or you're trying to reveal your success. That's right, reveal your success. You said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people dragging me down. I'm tired of everything that's going on. I'm going to start my own business. I will be worker to no one, boss. No boss for me. And when you do that, there's one way that you can get bigger, better, more incredible, faster, and that is by using Soho Office. Soho Office at sandhill.sohooffice.com. In particular, this one at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina. They are there to help you with your letterheads, your logos, your websites, your envelopes, your meeting rooms, your suite number, your printing, your advertising, your marketing, and now your IT department. Soho Office is your one-stop shop for every small business to have a friend that picks you up, a friend that helps you, a friend that can do all the stuff that you can't do at your house. Printing, logo creation, website design. You're not into that. You want to start your own business. You don't have time for this. And these people can fix you and help you, grab your hand, and get you through the hard parts. Because a lot of people, when they start their own business, they go, oh, it's so tough. I need some help. Well, sandhill.sohooffice.com is there to help you. Go there today. Give them a call, 703-5011. Say, I need some help. I need my computers fixed. I need printing done. I need a meeting room. I got to meet with a client. It's going to pay me a lot of money. Or I need to get on a computer because mine's broke. I'll bring it to you, and I'll get on a computer and rent it. That's right. They got rental computers right there to help you out. They got fax machines. They got everything. Sandhill.SoOffice.com. They're at the Village of Sandhill in Columbia, South Carolina. Our nationwide Fix the Family, Fix America print, official print partner for our business. That's how incredible these people are. Sandhill.SoOffice.com. Rocking sometimes. So anyway, chicken nuggets and violence go hand in hand is what we heard. And now, back to the show. All right. Just for fun, let's go through the... They just came out with the top 10 unhealthiest fast food meals, by the way. Men's Health did. Yeah. Some offenders on there are the triple Whopper with cheese, weighing in at nearly 800 calories. Big breakfast platter from McDonald's has 1,370 calories and 65 grams of fat, probably all from the sausage. Let me have a libation here. By the way, for those who are late to the show, we're having coconut water with pineapple. It tastes a lot like a pina colada, minus all the good stuff. I meant this is the good stuff. I'm sorry. This is the coconut water and pineapple. All right, so... Number one on the list, by the way. Number two on the list. Let's go through that one first. Number two on the list is the Triple Baconator Value Meal from Wendy's. Three hamburger patties, three slices of cheese, nine strips of bacon, 1,850 calories punch when paired with a small Coke and fry. That sounds good right now. Number one, the Tuna Melt, your healthy Tuna Melt sandwich from Quiznos. Tops out with its bag of Cheetos and cola. Tops out at, no cola, excuse me, this is just the Tuna Melt and the Cheetos. An astonishing 1,900 calories. The equivalent of eating an entire bag of Chips Ahoy cookies. And pert near the average person's daily calorie intake. Of course, you need those calories, which I sometimes do. Because when I read some of the stories talk about on this show, your bros, food, feed me. Oh, and by the way, the article's not telling you not to eat it. It's just saying pay attention. So pay attention, people. Pay attention. All right, so we talked about McNuggets, we talked about stuff. Let's talk about our Mom of the Week here in the middle of the show. Mom of the Week in the middle of the show. Now, this is making a, setting an example for your child right here, because two women had an argument, and so one of them pulled off the dirty diaper off of their kid and smeared it all over the windshield of the car. In a western Pennsylvania shopping mall parking lot. That's always good to see the dirty, stinky diaper smeared on the window. The child has got to be going, there's my mama. Get him, mama. You get it, mama. You get it. By the way, Jessica Hollis, she's 23 years old with the child that is watching her smear the diaper. Okay. One of the comments of that article so funny is, what a blank thing to do. That's funny. That's funny. Wow. Now, those of you saying the child may be too small to notice this immature drama queen of a parent, mom of the week, but a study by the University of California, now being published in the Social, Psychological, and Personality Science Journal, by the way, and we subscribe to that right here at Fix the Family, Fix America, that when it comes monthly, we all run around and want to read the Social, Psychological, and Personality Science Journal. That even takes too long to say. And it is exciting. There is some good stuff in there. But this is one of them. What they're saying is from first grade to the rest of eternity, your personality is set. They have observed in children as young as first graders a strong predictor of adult behavior, so we remain recognizably the same person in first grade from then on. Now, the study used data from 1960s, and compared teacher personality ratings with students with videotaped interviews of 144 of those individuals 40 years later. They examined four personality attributes, the talkiveness, called verbal fluency, adaptability, coping well with new situations, impulsiveness, and self-minimizing behavior, otherwise known as humble and your ethics. Now, talkative youngsters tended to show interest in intellectual matters, speak fluently, try to control situations, and exhibit a high degree of intelligence as adults. Now, I don't know how that is a personality trait that you're talkative, but let's just continue. Children who rated low in verbal fluency were observed as adults to seek advice, give up when faced with obstacles, and exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. So children low in verbal fluency by first grade were give up when faced with obstacles, use adults to seek advice, and exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. Talkative youngsters show intellectual, speak fluently, control situations, and have a high degree of intelligence. Children rated as highly adaptable tended as middle-aged adults to behave cheerfully, speak fluently, and show interest in intellectual matters. Those who rated low in adaptability as children were observed as adults to say negative things about themselves, seek advice, and exhibit an awkward interpersonal style. Students rated as impulsive were inclined to speak loudly, display a wide range of interests, and be talkative as adults. Less impulsive kids tended to be fearful or timid, kept others at distance, and expressed insecurity as adults. Then children characterized as self-minimizing were likely to express guilt, seek reassurance, say negative things about themselves, and express insecurity as adults. Those who rank low on the self-minimizing scale speak loudly, show interest in intellectual matters, and exhibit condescending behavior as adults. Now, the research said that while our personalities can change, it's not an easy undertaking. Life events still influence our behaviors, yet we must acknowledge the power of personality in understanding future behaviors as well. So future research will help us understand how personality is related to behavior, as well as examine the extent to which we may be able to change our personality. So, according to this study, you need to look for your youngsters in the first grade or before that they are talkative, highly adaptable, impulsive, and not very self-minimizing. And that will be a more palatable adult. How do you feel about that? That's an interesting study. I wanted to make sure that you understood that they're saying that your personality for your life set in the first grade. I don't know. I don't remember me being super talkative. Yeah, I actually got called down a lot in school for talking because I didn't listen to the teachers very much. Yeah, I'd have to say I was probably talkative. Adaptable? Yeah, I would say I'm adaptable. I can bounce from anything. Impulsive? Yeah, that's me. I built my own hang glider. I designed my own show, play my own songs. That would be impulsive. If I wanted to do it, I'd go learn how to do it and just do it. And I really don't self-minimize myself. So I can see that. Not bad, not bad. Okay. If you want to weigh in, of course, you can always call in 347-677-0692. Good stuff right there. Good stuff. That is, I like that stuff. I like hearing about personality, so that's why we have that social. For those of you who just tuned in, this is Fix the Family, Fix America, the number one fastest growing program, family program in all of the universe. We do it in four parts plus one, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. Our plus one is disease in the diet. We have workshops and seminars showing people how to cure, prevent, and help degenerative diseases affecting families across this nation. Speaking of degenerative diseases, there's now a new breath test using an electronic nose that may be able to detect lung, breast, bowel, and prostate cancers. So they use a sensor to pinpoint chemical variations between healthy and malignant breath, and able to identify the four different common tumor types. So they're saying while work is needed to develop the technology, this early success could develop to a cheap, easy-to-use portable test to help diagnose cancer early. Because, as you know, doctors say the earlier the better because we can poison it quicker. So that is actually a good thing. They studied the breath of 177 people, some healthy, some with various types of cancer, to detect the different chemicals emitted from the surface of cancer cells as they grow. And they found that the electronic nose was able to detect lung, breast, bowel, and prostate cancers. So that is a good thing, being able to detect it as early as possible so that you can get started fixing that degenerative disease before you are totally having issues with it. Now, we talk about the estrogens and hormones and all the other stuff in non-organic food all the time at Disease in the Diet. In fact, tonight, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, August 11th, in Greenville, South Carolina, at Earth Fair, is when you can join us again. In Greenville, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair, tonight at 6 o'clock, workshop number one, Why Organics? And here's one of the reasons right here. They are finding the, you know, you've heard about man breasts. You've heard about what we talk about on soy and breast cancer. We talk about estrogen production from soy, all on this program. Now they've got baby breasts. Concerned doctors and parents in China are blaming an infant milk powder on the market for causing baby girls as young as 15 months old to go ahead and develop their breasts. I don't see the big deal there. They're 15 months old. They easily could just get out and go get in the car and take off. They They can live on their own. They can get jobs. Wait, 15 months. Oh, months. That's only a year and 3 months, ladies and gentlemen. They conducted a test on the girls who drank the formula, and their hormone levels were higher than those of an adult woman. Babies 15 months old with hormones higher than those of an adult woman. Now, I did multiple searches for the ingredients for this product. You know what? I can't find it. Can't find it. And you know what all the news is all about? The maker of the formula is saying that there is no evidence that their formula is doing it. So not the news is there's babies with hormone issues. No, the news is the maker of the formula is saying no man-made hormones or any illegal substances were added during production. Well, of course not. You don't need man-made hormones. We talked extensively on the hormones that are in cows, shot in cows, go into the milk. Then you feed the cows soybean formula and grain formula, which ups their estrogen. Then we talk about putting any soy product in the formula itself. Soy is will increase your estrogen, take away the other nutrients in your body. Regular listeners of this show know exactly how the hormones in the babies are getting there. We all talk about breast milk is the superfood. And we even speak about the superfood that's closest to breast milk being coconut oil. Reason we're drinking coconut water. And eggs as being as close to mother milk. So if you are a regular listener to this program, this does not shock you in the slightest. But remember, the news media is out there saying no man-made hormones or any illegal substance were added during production because there doesn't have to be. You add enough soybean oil, you add enough milk with hormonal cows, and you feed it to a child, what's going to happen? They're going to get adult hormones higher than an adult woman. The things we say here on Fix the Family about disease in the diet come to fruition every day. We get our proof every day, and more people are listening. That's why this show is one of the fastest growing shows. That's why I want you to go out and tell a new mother that they need to be listening to this show. Go out and tell a new aunt, a new grandmother, a new mother, a new father, a new grandfather. They need to be listening to this show because that kid's coming up and that child is happening in today's world, and nuggets are not the answer. Formula is not the answer. Regular food is not the answer. Wait, we call regular food on Fix the Family, Fix America, organic food. So that is actually the answer. I know that's weird. Anyway, organic food, getting all the hormones out of our food, stop eating the soy, stop eating the man-made oils, the chemical-produced oils. We have to start getting people educated on exactly what we're talking about, and this, again, proves things we have said for the past 6 months on this show coming to fruition, making 15-month-old children up to 4 years of age have hormone levels higher than an adult woman. That would be slightly amazing, would it not? Now, again, I cannot find the ingredients of this product at all by Sanutra International, which is the largest baby formula company in China. And again, I cannot find. Their website does not have the ingredients, does not have what's in it, doesn't have the nutritional information, nothing. I just can't. Haven't been able to locate it yet. When I do, you will be the first to know. But they're their baby formulas and their stock has really crushed down. So the nutrition, they're saying, you know, no man-made hormones or anything like that was used in the production of this. And so we, you know, we're having a hard time finding that stuff. But we will, and when we do, you'll be the first to know, especially people who subscribe to Disease in the Diet's newsletters. They get the up-to-date information as it happens. All of this stuff has already happened this week. We're talking to you about it now, but when you're a Disease in the Diet subscriber, for a very, very low price a month, you get all of this, plus you get the workbook that comes with the Disease in the Diet seminars and workshops every month. You get up-to-date videos. You get up-to-date messages. You get up-to-date news, all coming to you as fast as we can get it out there, as fast as we know it. Now, our segment to end the segments of all segments. We got to talk about it right here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Get ready for this. This is crazy. All right, I really wanted to talk about cholesterol, but I've got to end the show on this thought right here. Remember how in California they had a same-sex marriage vote? Okay. Voter-approved amendment to California's Constitution that limited marriage to a union of one man and one woman violated the 14th Amendment of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution based on the ruling by U.S. District Judge Vaughn R. Walker. Okay? He said, no, all you people that voted are too stupid. I'm better than you. You're wrong. I mean, that's basically what he said. He said, the voters, you don't matter. I am better than all the million voters, or I believe it was 26 million voters, who voted for this amendment to be limited marriage to the union of one man, one woman. He said, I am better than all 26 million of you, and you're all wrong. We're not even debating that. We are going to, I want to open up to discussion right now here on Fix the Family, Fix America, because we do it in four parts for a reason. We do part one, positive fathering, part two, make a difference mothering, part three, pull through parenting. Now, that pull-through parenting brings in any parent that is raising a child. But here is the amazing thing of what this judge said. I don't care. If you love the child and you raise the child correctly and you make sure the child has everything that it needs and you sacrifice to make sure that child has everything it needs and you help it get through life without issues and help it be well adjusted, that's fine. Doesn't matter. But this person, U.S. District Judge Vaughn R. Walker, said, and I quote, children do not need to be raised by a male parent or a female parent to be well adjusted. And having both a male and female parent does not increase the likelihood that the child will be well adjusted. So it doesn't, he found the child does not need and has no right to a mother, and he found the child has no need or right to a father in his argument for telling the voters they're wrong. Now he goes on to talk about gay and lesbian parents are as likely as children raised by heterosexual parents to be healthy, successful, and well-adjusted. That is for another topic. But what I'm trying to say is this man says that you don't need to be raised by a male and or female parent. So he's saying the state can raise a well-adjusted child, or a well-adjusted child can be raised on its own by anybody out there that's not called mom or dad. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one day. And send me an email today, jhatfield at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. I would love to hear your feedback. jhatfield at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. And go there. Tell everyone about us, fixthefamilyfixamerica.org. We are available to go on any TV show, be interviewed anywhere, anytime, because what we're doing is making a generational impact on the lives of moms, dads, and families, and especially the children. But according to this judge, again, you have no need or right to a mom or a dad, which is just crazy talk for crazy people. That's why we do make it positive fathering, make a difference mothering, and pull through parenting right here. We don't care what you do as a parent, but we want you to parent. You must parent. So let's not close out on that, because that's just making me upset. Let's talk about this cholesterol myth that is permeating out there right now, which got you scared of saturated fat and eggs, and they said cholesterol will kill you. If you have high cholesterol, your dad's blamed for every case of heart disease for 20 years. Well, why is heart disease increasing? If the whole world has learned that saturated fat, eggs, and all the other stuff, it causes increases in cholesterol, and that all the doctors on earth do test on cholesterol and then give you cholesterol-lowering drugs, why is heart disease still growing? Why? Well, when you come to Disease and Diet Workshop number 4, you'll find a different precursor to your heart disease problems. Anyway, your body needs cholesterol. I want you to get this straight. Your body, your liver will make about 75% of your body's cholesterol because you probably don't eat enough. Triglycerides, elevated levels of a dangerous fat linked to heart disease and diabetes, can rise when you eat too many grains and sugars, being a lazy tail. Of course, smoking is always thrown in there, alcohol is thrown in there, or being overweight and obese. Now, your total cholesterol level is not a great indicator of heart disease risk. They did a study and found heart disease risk has nothing to do with the person's cholesterol level. And we've been saying this over and over and over and over. So there is really no cholesterol as your enemy at all. Cholesterol is a vital component of every cell membrane on earth. Let me get this straight in your head. Cholesterol is a vital component of every cell membrane on earth. In other words, no life on earth that can live without cholesterol. That will automatically tell you that in and of itself, cholesterol cannot be evil. You and I, your children, your dog, nothing will be here without cholesterol. So no wonder lowering cholesterol too much increases one risk of dying. Cholesterol is also a precursor to all of the steroid hormones. You cannot make estrogen, testosterone, cortisone, and a host of other vital hormones without cholesterol. What? You mean I have to have cholesterol? Yeah. And vitamin D, we talk about that. Vitamin D moves cholesterol through your body, and it takes it back to your liver so your liver can recycle it, put it back into particles to be taken to tissues and cells that need it. Your body is trying to make and conserve the cholesterol for the precise reason that it is so important, indeed vital, for health. You've got to pay attention. You want everyone to listen to Fix the Family, Fix America, right here. Pull positive fathering, make a difference in mothering, pull through parenting, finally reveal your success. Remember Disease and the Diet Workshop at Earth Fair in Greenville tonight. Look forward to seeing all of you there, hundreds and millions of people. If you're within 6 hours, start driving right now. Thank you for listening to the number one family talk show in all the universe. You know what to do. Do your work. Work very hard. Go home, kiss your significant other, your spouse, your children. Give them a sweet kiss. Tell them good night. and have a great, great day. Thanks for listening.